Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Astor, The Rise and Fall of an American Fortune, acclaimed journalist and television personality Anderson Cooper delves into the dramatic saga of one of America's most iconic families. With a keen eye for detail and a storyteller's precision, Cooper unveils the tale of the Astor family's unbridled ambition, immense wealth, and the eventual decline that marked their place in American history. This compelling narrative not only recounts the family's business acumen and their significant impact on the development of New York City, but also explores the interpersonal dynamics and scandals that accompanied their rise and downfall. Through meticulous research and engaging prose, Cooper provides readers with a captivating look at the complexities of wealth, power, and family legacy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Astor legacy. The Astor family's legacy is entwined with the very fabric of New York City's development, establishing a dynasty that would profoundly influence the burgeoning metropolis's social and economic landscape. John Jacob Astor's initial foray into the American fur trade laid the groundwork for what would become one of the most storied fortunes in the United States. His strategic investments in Manhattan real estate, at a time when the city was rapidly expanding, demonstrated an unparalleled vision. This chapter delves into how the Astors capitalized on New York's growth, the strategic acquisitions that expanded their wealth, and the manner in which their name became synonymous with luxury, philanthropy, and influence. The topic explores the foundation of their fortune, highlighting key business decisions, the expansion of their real estate empire, and the impact of their philanthropic endeavors on the city's cultural landscape. Secondly, rise to power and wealth. The ascension of the Astor family within the intricate hierarchy of American society is a testament to their shrewd business strategies and the broader economic trends of the time. This segment examines John Jacob Astor's initial ventures and how his successors amplified the family's influence across various sectors, including real estate, the fur trade, and later, the hotel industry. The rise to power was not only a result of economic prowess, but also of strategic marriages and social networking that bolstered the Astors' status among America's elite. Special attention is paid to the ways in which the family leveraged their wealth to gain social prestige, the evolution of their business interests over generations, and the role they played in shaping the modern American economy and social order. The discussion extends to the emergence of key figures within the family who would solidify and expand the Astor legacy, their contributions to industry and society, and the strategies employed to navigate the challenges of their times. Thirdly, family dynamics and internal struggles. Beneath the surface of wealth and societal influence, the Astor family was fraught with internal conflict, betrayal, and personal struggles that threatened to undermine their external success. This exploration delves deep into the complex relationships among family members, the battles over inheritance, and the impact of external pressures on their unity. Through detailed accounts of key family figures and their interpersonal conflicts, readers gain insight into how wealth and power can sow discord within a dynasty. The narrative uncovers the various ways in which the quest for control of the Astor fortune led to legal battles, estrangement, and scandal, shedding light on the psychological toll these dynamics exacted on individual family members. This topic seeks to humanize the Astors, moving beyond their public persona to reveal the challenges they faced in maintaining their empire amid personal turmoil. Fourthly, social influence and philanthropy. Despite the complexities of their personal lives and business dealings, the Astors left an indelible mark on the social and cultural fabric of New York City and beyond through significant philanthropic efforts and social endeavors. This section highlights the family's notable contributions to public spaces, cultural institutions, and charitable causes, demonstrating how their wealth was utilized to benefit society at large. It explores the establishment of iconic landmarks, support for the arts, and the creation of educational and healthcare facilities that have endured to the present day. The narrative also examines the social influence wielded by the Astors in shaping the norms and expectations of high society, their role in the development of social clubs, and their impact on the manners and mores of the American elite. Through these philanthropic efforts, the Astor family sought to cement their legacy and demonstrate a commitment to public welfare and cultural enrichment. Lastly, the decline of an empire. The final chapters of the Astor saga are marked by a gradual decline in the family's fortunes and influence, precipitated by a combination of economic shifts, poor financial decisions, and the inevitable dilution of wealth across generations. This analysis considers the factors that contributed to the waning of the Astor empire, including changes in the American economy, evolving social norms, and internal family disputes that diverted focus from business innovation and preservation. The narrative provides a sobering look at how external challenges, such as the Great Depression and changing real estate markets, compounded the difficulties faced by the Astors. Additionally, it explores the legacy of the Astor family in contemporary times, examining how their history is remembered and the remnants of their once great empire that persist today. It serves as a poignant reminder of the transient nature of wealth and power, and the challenges of sustaining a legacy across generations. In conclusion, Anderson Cooper's Astor, The Rise and Fall of an American Fortune, offers a multifaceted examination of one of America's most illustrious families, making it an essential read for anyone interested in American history, the dynamics of wealth and power, or the intricacies of family legacy. The book provides valuable lessons on the potential and pitfalls of great wealth, the importance of strategic philanthropy, and the enduring impact of family values and choices. It is particularly relevant for those fascinated by the evolution of social and economic landscapes in America, as well as readers drawn to stories of rise and fall that reflect broader human themes. Ultimately, this account benefits readers by offering insights into how individual ambitions and familial strategies can shape society, influence cultural development, and leave a lasting mark on the world. The Astor story, as narrated by Anderson Cooper, serves as a powerful reminder of the complexity of legacy and the indelible impact of our choices on future generations. If you would like to support Anderson Cooper, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.